Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women. This is true all over the world. In the UK, breast cancer is the second most common cause of death from cancer. In Europe, breast cancer is the most common cause of death from cancer for women. Although it doesn't happen as often, breast cancer does also happen sometimes to men. For women in North America, 4% of all deaths are caused by breast cancer. In Europe, those numbers are higher, and around the world, it varies from country to country. Why do we tell you these perhaps frightening numbers? To remind you that the possibility of breast cancer should be taken seriously. It's serious, yes, but not necessarily always fatal. In a few moments, we'll look at ways in which you can reduce your risk, such as screening for breast cancer. But first, what is breast cancer? How does it happen? And what causes it? At its very basic, your body is made up of cells. These are very tiny, and they make up your skin, your heart, your nerves, your muscles, and your bones. When you were young, your cells grew and divided to form more cells. That's how your body grew. As an adult, that growth is not needed, but there is still a lot of action in the cells. Cells die or wear out and have to be replaced. It all happens automatically in a very systematic way. This is because each cell contains genetic instructions about the functions and activities of the cell. But sometimes a cell doesn't follow the genetic instructions. Why this happens, no one really knows. In some cases, harmless, benign growths are created. These can happen in any part of the body. They may be annoying, but they are mostly harmless. In other cases, when cells ignore the instructions and start growing, they can be the beginnings of a serious problem. Their growth is aggressive, and they can at times grow into large masses. They can even spread to other parts of the body and other organs. These masses of rogue cells are most commonly called cancer. The cells of your immune system, your white blood cells, normally are programmed to detect and destroy enemy invaders in the body, such as viruses and bacteria, and cells which are not familiar or abnormal. For some reason, most cancer cells are not recognized by the immune system. They slip by and do their damage, spreading to other parts of the body, such as the lymph nodes. This is a very basic and simple explanation, and we won't at this time try to explore the complicated life patterns of cancer cells. This is how breast cancer begins. The theory is that it happens in the breast because of the nature of breast tissue. As a woman, this area of your body is very active and is changing in some way all the time. These changes in the breast are mostly caused by changing hormone levels at different times of the female cycle. When a cancer cell begins, the first changes in the cell are very small. It would be nice if medical tests and scanners could detect those changes at the beginning of the growth cycle of a cancer cell, but with present technology, that is not possible. There are some things you can do to possibly minimize the prospect of breast cancer happening to you. These include the basic concepts of healthy living. That is, follow a routine that contributes to good health, such as regular exercise, a healthy diet, eliminate smoking, minimize or cut out alcohol. However, some women, for one or more of many reasons, are at higher risk of developing breast cancer. For one thing, it could be genetic. That means it could be part of your family history. So detecting the existence of breast cancer is the most important thing you can do to improve your chances for survival. It can take years before that initial cancer cell grows and multiplies enough to be detected. A lump that feels different to the rest of the breast tissue may be the first symptom you personally notice that something unusual is happening. This may or may not be cancer, but if you detect a lump or something else that doesn't feel quite normal, contact your doctor. For many women, finding a lump is the first clue that things may not be as they should be. It is suggested that you do a regular breast self-examination every month. A good suggestion is to look at your breast in a mirror, and for this, be sure you have plenty of light. Do you notice any changes? That would be changes in the skin or in the nipple. Look at the skin surface. Is there any swelling? Is there any dimpling? Is the nipple suddenly inverted or pointing in a direction that is not normal? Is there any change in the color of the nipple or the skin? Is there any discharge from your nipples? After a visual examination, the next step would be to feel your breasts. Some good advice is to lie down on your bed, on your back, and relax when you do this. Examine your right breast with your left hand, and your left breast with your right hand. Feel with the tips of your fingers for most sensitivity, but don't pinch. Move your hands around so that you can examine the full area of each breast. With the flat of your fingers, press lightly over the whole area. You're looking for any changes in texture or lumps that may not be normal for you. Is there any tenderness? Be sure not to miss any part of the breast in your examination. Next, feel your armpits. This is where the lymph nodes are located. If you notice a new lump in your breast, or you sense that one of your lymph nodes is enlarged, make an appointment to see your doctor. If you experience any new or persistent pain or discomfort in either breast, make an appointment to see your doctor. In many cases, if the breast cancer is found or detected early, it can usually be treated and removed successfully. Your doctor may recommend a mammogram. What is that? A mammogram is a method of scanning the breast using a low-dose X-ray. And when we say low dose, that means the amount of radiation is about one-fifth the amount used in a normal chest X-ray, for example, or an X-ray of some other part of the body, such as a broken arm. Actually, a mammogram can detect abnormalities in the breast that you may not be able to sense by doing a self-examination with your fingers. For this reason, a mammogram can catch possible cancers much earlier. This is good, because the earlier the possible cancer is detected, the better are your prospects for effective treatment and survival. A mammogram is used for screening a woman who may have no symptoms of breast cancer. Actually, mammograms are used very widely in many places to screen large numbers of women. A mammogram is also used to help diagnose possible cancer in a woman who has a suspicious lump in her breast. When a mammogram is made, you'll be standing before the machine. Each breast is placed one at a time between the two plastic plates. An X-ray image is taken. After this, the film is developed and examined by an expert technician or technologist who looks for anything unusual in the image. The X-ray itself does not hurt, but you may find that squashing the breast with those plastic plates is a bit uncomfortable. It doesn't take long. The process usually only takes about 20 seconds. If, however, the pressure is actually painful for you, speak to the technician and adjustments can be made. How often should you have a mammogram screening? Well, if you're between 50 years and 80, it is usually recommended that this is done every 2 or 3 years. Your country or the country where you're living may have a different schedule. It is possible to have a mammogram at ages younger than 50, especially for certain women who may be considered to be at higher risk because of a strong family history of breast cancer. Otherwise, mammograms are not usually recommended for women under 40 because the tissue of the breast is too dense, so the images are difficult to read. Even in women between 50 years and 80, a mammogram may miss detecting a cancer. This is usually because of the density of the breast tissue, so it is recommended that you continue to perform regular personal breast examinations. If you do discover a lump in your breast, don't panic. Most lumps, actually about 80% of them, are benign. That means they are not cancer, but they do need to be checked by an expert. If a lump is detected and your doctor considers it to be possibly suspicious, a needle biopsy may be recommended. Using ultrasound for guidance, a needle is inserted into the breast and into the lump. A small sample is taken for examination and analysis, and the needle is removed. This is a basically painless procedure, which may or may not be done with a local anesthetic. Without local freezing, it is said to be about the same sensation as having a blood test. As we've already mentioned, if you notice any changes in your breast, any changes at all, see your physician or medical professional as soon as possible. If you're over 50, it is also important that you stay up to date with your mammograms. If you're on an international assignment, it may not be possible to receive a mammogram examination in the country where you're living. So when you return to your home country, be sure to talk to your doctor and ask about getting on the screening program. Early detection does make a difference. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.